Hello, this is our midweek podcast for Wednesday, the 10th of March. Reading from Psalm 55, verses 6 to 8. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm." Do you ever want to escape, to run away from all the problems and pressures that you are facing? One of the things I love about the Psalms is their honesty, the fact that although they're written by believers who show us what faith in God looks like in different circumstances, they're not airbrushed, photoshopped images that have had all of the imperfections removed or smoothed over. We get a close view of the faith of these people, warts and all. And we see that here in this psalm written by David when he's under intense pressure. Now, if you read the whole psalm, you'll see that he is clearly facing hostility from others who are making his life a misery. He is distressed by what he sees in the world around him, the ways that people speak and mistreat one another, and perhaps worst of all, he's being attacked by someone who used to be a close friend. And all of these things are bearing down upon him. The pressure is causing him anguish, he says. So how does he respond? Well, he comes to that, but first, he's very honest and he tells us how he wanted to respond. He says he wanted to escape. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I'd fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert." When we're under pressure, facing difficult problems or difficult people, how tempting it can be to want to just run away. So to avoid work pressure by scrolling through social media or surfing the internet or getting busy doing other things, or avoiding work by just calling in sick. It's tempting when relationships are difficult to escape by avoiding people or avoiding conversations that need to be had. Or when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's tempting to escape by maybe just having another drink or seeking perhaps unhealthier forms of escape online. Well, David is very honest about his longing to escape. And I think it's worth reflecting. Where am I tempted to escape when I'm under pressure? We'll all be different, perhaps give a different answer to that question. But David also goes on to show us the right response that he makes instead. We see it in verse 16. "As for me, I call to God." Again, at the end of the psalm, in verse 23. "But as for me, I trust in God." So instead of running away, he turns to the Lord. Such a simple lesson. It's so obvious, isn't it? But how slow we can be to do the obviously right thing. Now, David gives some good reasons in the psalm why it makes perfect sense to turn to the Lord. He reminds himself, verse 17, that the Lord hears his voice. And that's vital, isn't it? We need to know the Lord really does hear our prayers. He reminds himself that the Lord rescues his people, verse 18, and will judge his enemies, both important and comforting truths for believers who are suffering great hostility. But the key lesson is, turn to the Lord. Don't run away. Don't avoid the problem or seek to escape. Turn to the Lord. Verse 22a captures the point. "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Well, it may be worth pausing for a moment. You might even want to pause this recording to think through the pressures and challenges you're facing, the challenges of this week, to consider ways we may be tempted to escape, and then turning instead to the Lord. Well, let's do that now. Let's turn to him in prayer. Father, we confess that we're often tempted to seek escape from our problems. Forgive us when we seek refuge in other things instead of you. And thank you, Lord, that we have every good reason to turn to you. Thank you that through Jesus we know you do hear our prayers. And thank you that we can trust you to work for our good and for your glory. So help us to cast our cares on you, and please sustain us when we're under pressure as we seek to serve you and others. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple of other things to pray for. Father, we thank you for schools being open and being able to return this week. We pray you'd please sustain our teachers as they adjust their teaching once again. We pray that you would enable our children to quickly get used to learning in the classroom again. And we pray especially for any who are feeling anxious, that you would help them to learn this lesson, that you'd help them to cast their cares on you and to know that you care for them. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, we thank you very much again for the safe arrival of Micah Kilvington, and that he and Ellen are now back home. Please, Lord, would you supply all of their needs, particularly with the restrictions that are still in place. Please, would you strengthen Ellen and Graham through these early weeks. And we pray for Toby and Jonah that they would enjoy getting to know their new brother. And we pray even now that Micah would walk in the faith of his parents and always know Jesus as his Lord and Saviour. For we ask these things in his name. Amen. Well, thank you very much for listening in. You can join us on Friday, as ever, from 8 o'clock till 8:20, pandemic prayer meeting. But otherwise, do have a good rest of week.